Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm talking to Longford-based trainer Peter Luttrell. He'll take a small team to Devonport on Sunday. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
In race one, you've got a two-prong attack and horses in, one's in good winning form, and Mr. Churchill, I'm talking about Ethical Dilemma, and Mr. Churchill, he's probably ready to do something. What's the verdict on both of yours in that race?
I think they'll both run good, Pete. Ethical Dilemma was a good run again the last start. He probably had to make his run a long way out the other day and come around the field, which the track probably wasn't favouring horses from back in the field at that stage of the day. So I was very happy with his run, and the old horse, I thought he hit the line really good. I was very pleased with his run, and I think stepping up to the mile will suit both of them.
All right, well, I wouldn't be surprised to get the Quinella.
Well, I mean, Blackham is probably going to be pretty hard to beat again. He goes good in that track. But anyway, we'll just hopefully we can run 1-2.
All right. Well, in race two, and this is division two of the maiden class one over the 1650, you've got Hidden Limits and former South Australian horse, and its last start was on the, last Sunday, behind Lucky Lil, backing up. What can we expect?
Well, she's a horse that I've got a little bit of time for, and I just think she needs to step up in distance, and I was quite happy the way she worked the line on Sunday down Hobart, and providing she does well the rest of the week, I'll probably run her, and she's related to Iggy McCool, which... down the track, I mean, I think she's over a mile, 2,000 metres, might see a nice mare.
Yeah, well, she's a half to a year, isn't she? Because she's out of it at the moment.
Right. She's a really nice mare. Morris, one of the Byron to breed out of down the track. Hopefully, we can win a race or two with her in the meantime.
All right, well, all the best with the Hidden Limits. And in race three, you've got Nita Bella. And, well, Nita Bella, there's a little bit to like about her chances as well, this four-year-old mare.
Yeah, she hit the line really good first up down there, and Georgie got her out and got her running. When she's got a habit of jumping and then not mustering speed and, giving away too big a start all the time. But I put Georgie on her specifically because she's good at getting them out and getting them going, and she's on fire at the moment. So hopefully we can get a clear crack at them on Sunday and she could be right in the finish.
It's always good to have an informed jockey riding for you, and Georgie, of course, got a treble in Hobart last Sunday, and she gets aboard Nita Bella, and she's also going to partner Mr. Churchill for you. All right, mate. Well, listen, all the best with your team and an early finish for you, mate. Race three, and you can go back to Longford.
All right, thanks a lot, Pete.
Thanks, mate.